Going back to Sapurisa Sangseva, the first of the four factors supportive of stream entry that I feel is, I like to share, and I feel is a very good set of qualities to get the mind around, is what are the seven attributes of Sapurisa. And in Venerable Paiuto's various books, he highlights these. And it's a kind of spelling out of mindfulness and full awareness, sati sampajanya, and those seven qualities, I find, in order to be a sapurisa, a good, a well-rounded person, or a superior person. And there's these seven different qualities that are highlighted, and it's a kind of, at least reflecting on it, it's sort of how you develop mindfulness and full awareness, sati sampajanya, is like how you sort of broaden your scope of attunement to your life and the world around you and within you. So the first one is dhammanutta. They're all in with anutta. So dhammanutta, and in this respect, it means considering causes. So where has this come from? What's brought this situation together? Like for this, these readings, or coming to Amaravati, or our involvement in a particular place or a job. So where's this come from? So the contemplation of causes. The second one is atanutta, A-T-T-H, and that's to do with considering results. Where's this likely to go? What's the probable outcome of this? So you can't predict the future, but it's when you are moved by a fear or a desire or an aversion or a plan or an opinion, like, okay, if this is followed, where is it likely to go? Let's consider. So it's like, again, it's the sampajanya sort of, okay, now what does my past experience tell me? What's when this has been followed in the past, what's been the result? So it's looking to probable results of action and speech. And then the third one is attanutta, with no H, A-T-T, so knowing yourself, knowing your own character, your own personality. Are you an extrovert? Are you an introvert? Are you keen on meditation? Or do you really not like to sit still? You always like to be active. You know, what's your personality type? Do you like to be with people? Do you like to be alone? Are you do you love to think about food? Do you never think about food? All the different aspects of a personality. That so getting to know your own character as a sort of a field of study. So again, not to be feeling self-view, but just how does this one work? And getting to know what is beneficial, what's not beneficial, and so on. Then the fourth one is matanutta. They're kind of in a neat system. So matanutta is knowing the right amount. So this is a frequent subject of Dhamma teachings in the forest tradition, particularly around food, knowing the right amount of food to eat, like when's the appropriate time to stop. But also with what's the appropriate amount of energy to spend, how to engage, the amount of time to engage with others, or to with any of the aspects of our life. So that knowing the measure of things is another way of describing it. So matanutta, and Lumpu Cha would use, you know, knowing podi, what's the right amount, or just enough, and that is very, very frequent, I would say, theme of Lumpu Cha's teachings is knowing what's the right amount. And of course, the right amount keeps shifting, person to person, moment to moment, situation to situation. Then the next one is kalanutta. Kala is time, so knowing the right time. So it's both about punctuality, which is one part of it, but also knowing how it's spending time. The right amount of time to be speaking, the right amount of time to be resting, the right amount of time to be meditating. So knowing the measure of things in terms of time spent and being punctual, being faithful to arrangements around time, that whole dimension.
Yeah, also that sense of time and place.
Yeah, the kala desa, the the time, the places. Is this the appropriate time to be talking about something that, if you've had a major clash with somebody, and then you find yourself in the kitchen on the washing up, and you realize, oh, I think I'll bring that up while we're on the dishes together. And probably not the best time, or that it's 7:28 before you're supposed to get to puja, and it's like, I've got a real problem with what you said to me this morning. This is nuts. Well, like you said with Lumpur Cha, don't give people feedback before the mealtime.
Just don't do it.
So, I had that when I was in Anagarika. I had that with the advice to the then abbot of Wat Pananachat. So, don't bring up anything with him until the meal is over. He's a big guy, and there was a definite mood change once the meal had happened. Anything that needs to be discussed and sorted, it'll work much better after the mealtime. So knowing the time and place. Then the last two are knowing other people and knowing the group. So is it Pugalanyutta first?
No, Parisanyutta.
Parisa means a group. Buddha Parisa, Bodhisat in Thai language, the Buddha Bodhisat, the community of Buddhist people. So knowing the group, are you talking to a group of people who've come together for the winter retreat at Amaravati, or are you talking to a group of school kids who've come here because there's a school trip to the monastery and they've been dragged along, and three of them might be very interested, but 33 might need convincing. are you with your family? Are you in a bus station? Where are you? What's the group of people that you're with? And so attuning your attitudes, your actions, what you do, according to the group and how you relate to the group. Are you junior? Are you senior? Are you supposed to be in charge? Are you supposed to be following? What's the dynamic of the group that you're a part of? The Parisanyutta. And there's many dimensions to that. And then the last one is Pugalanyutta, knowing Pugala means a person. So the character of another person, just like getting to know your own character, Atanyutta. Pugalanyutta is, what is this person's character? Am I their parent? Am I their child? Am I their teacher? Am I the doctor? Am I the patient? What's the relationship, or what's the dynamic that forms the connection between me and this other person, and what's important to them? What's meaningful to them? What's appropriate to engage? So, I mean, that's a very brief sort of sketch, but if you look in a number of Dhamma books, if you look up the Sapurisa, the seven qualities of a well-rounded or a superior person, a good person, and I feel it's a really helpful list. I mean, the Buddha's lists are many and various, but it's a really useful list in terms of fleshing out one's skill and developing that Sati Sampajanya, mindfulness, or intuitive awareness, mindfulness and full awareness, that's sort of the way that we know our own life, our own character, and we know and relate to the world in terms of these living conditions and functioning in the world. Any comments or thoughts?
No, it's just it is a really important set of teachings to reflect on and to use to sort of keep grounding oneself in, because there are all areas that we can be developing. And Prapayuto is a real proponent of that. I don't think I would have ever come across it without sort of his sort of going back to them over and over again in terms of individual practice and also communal, how to live in a monastery, how to live in society. These are major sources of well-being.
In his book, Constitution for Living, think it's a particularly sort of spelled out in helpful detail. And most of his literature is available free online, but we should also have copies in the library. But Constitution for Living, but other places as well, he spells those out. But it's very useful to get to know those and to cultivate those. Now that's the first on the list of conditions supportive of stream entry, number one on the list, Saparisa Sangseva. It's also the first thing on the list for dispelling ignorance, is Saparisa Sangseva. Significant.
It's also just in terms of establishing a right view, it's not quite Saparisa Sangseva, but it's also hearing from another person.
Mm-hmm.